kids call me Papa, and sometimes they call me their favorite ATM.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Remember the fax machine? This popular device allowed you to send and receive documents over a phone line. Here's the noise they made. I think whoever came up with that sound was not a very nice person to be around. Imagine the conversation when the fax was being designed. Why don't we have it make a noise? You mean like a gentle humming? No, I was thinking of something unforgettable, like this. Reminds me of thousands of vuvuzelas being blown at a soccer match. I got thinking of that annoying sound while reading 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, where Paul says, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am like a fax machine." Not really. He said, "I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." We may have all the answers in our conversations, our marriages, our ministries, but without love, we gain nothing. When my friend James lost his mother, his dad, Corny, in his mid-80s, grew increasingly frail due to Parkinson's disease. Despite this, Corny never complained or drew attention to his own needs. Despite all his limitations, he was constantly looking out for the well-being of his fellow residents in the assisted living facility. One day, Ron, also a widower, moved in. Ron was far from home and didn't get many visitors. At mealtime, he was assigned a place at Corny's table. "My father," says James, "used this opportunity to do what he had done in his 30 years of missionary service. He took an interest in Ron and befriended him." On the surface, there was nothing spiritually profound about it. Dad was merely helping Ron feel welcome and showing a measure of empathy and support due to the shared experience of losing a wife. When Corny was hospitalized, James met Ron as he arrived to visit. Ron shook James's hand and his eyes filled with tears. "Your father is a saint," Ron said. "He saved my life." Ron talked of how Corny's simple acts of kindness and courtesy had eased the loneliness of starting out as a stranger in a new community. Ron already had a faith in Jesus, but Corny's actions had made God real to him in a new and timely way. Corny could have used ample words, but nothing spoke more profoundly of God's presence to Ron than Corny's love. One Thanksgiving, I spoke at a church and asked for things they were thankful for. Immediately, a middle-aged woman exclaimed, "Freedom!" After the service, she approached me to explain what she meant. "I was a prostitute for 25 years," she said. "During those years, I did not smile once." In desperation, she ended up coming to a support group run by lay volunteers at that church. She was warmly received by the group. She listened to them talk and sing of Jesus' love for the lost. Their lives, their actions, and those songs of faith were like a healing balm on a life battered and wounded by drugs and sexual abuse. "Jesus found me," she said, "and broke the bonds of 25 years of slavery." Some are won over by careful philosophical arguments, but the love of Christ cut through her chains of unbelief. Love, expressed in simple actions, is still the most effective apologetic. The Apostle Paul, no doubt the most gifted defender of the faith in the early church, understood this well. "Faith, hope, and love abide," Paul wrote, "but the greatest of these is love." Ah, love. In a nails-on-a-chalkboard kind of world, may we spread the sweet sound of God's amazing grace and love. Now, get out there and make someone's day.
Get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.